IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm now joined on the line by Claudine Ellman, comedian and Mrs. SA semi-finalist. How are you doing, Claudine?
I am great, except Chad, I am a finalist. Hello. I worked very hard to get there. So I am in the top 30 and I'm having the time of my life.
So Claudine, my apologies from my producer for putting on the runner that you're a semi-finalist. So I'm going to ask you the question that must make every single comedian cringe. What do you do when somebody comes up to you and says, oh, you're a comedian, make me laugh?
I say I'm not working today. You know, I don't go up to all the accountants and the doctors and say, do some accounting for me, or I've got this rash, you know. So, yeah, you know, comedians are real people too, and we don't feel like being funny all the time, but we are funny a lot of the time. So, yes, I mean, when you do meet me, come and say hello and speak to me and talk to me about anything that you want to talk to me about, but come to my shows to laugh and to hear jokes.
Now, that makes sense, because at the end of the day, it is a job. It's something that you enjoy doing. Most people should enjoy doing their work. A lot of us find it difficult at times. But being a comedian, people need to accept the fact that you could be going through a lot and just walking up to somebody and saying, ah, the comedian, ha, ah, this is my mate, come, make them laugh, must be exceptionally frustrating.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Mrs. South Africa competition, something that everybody asks each and every year, and I think it's time in memoriam because it's becoming a tired question. The question is, of course, are beauty pageants still relevant in today's society?
So beauty pageants are the most relevant in today's society. We just don't know about them. You know, before I entered this competition, first of all, I thought it would be a one-night competition, a big joke. I thought it would be hilarious content. And it is hilarious content, but I'm taking it very seriously, having the time of my life, though. But pageantry is still alive and well. And now I've almost become like a little bit of a pageant snob, because I went to the finals of Miss South Africa and I was like, ooh, I like that dress. And look at that costume, you know. So I'm knee deep in pageantry at the moment, and I'm absolutely loving it. You know, when I first entered, I didn't think pageantry was about empowerment. You know, I thought it was something, oh gosh, they're making me walk the runway in a costume, how demeaning. And then I walked the runway in an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, loving myself and loving my body and never feeling more empowered in my entire life. And I was like, this is the most amazing journey to help women to find their authentic voice and fall deeply in love with themselves.
So we've got about 2 minutes left before we have to go to news headlines. And I think now's the time to say you've got a little bit of exciting news for our listeners.
I do. So I am doing a fundraiser. It's called Claudine and Friends, and it's going to be a comedy show on the 24th of September, 7 p.m. at Capital on Park in Sandton, the hotel over there. I mean, I have a double Emmy Award nominated comedian Kagiso Lediga coming. I've got Netflix special Robbie Collins coming. I've got Holly Ray, who is a SAMA Award winning vocalist. She's absolutely amazing. She's won Artist of the Year. So it's going to be a night to remember, a big show. There's going to be raffles and giveaways, and it's going to be awesome. It's 200 Rand a ticket. Help me raise funds for cancer, which is the Cancer Association of South Africa. You know, people are saying, people in my Jewish community who have been so supportive and amazing are saying to me, Claudine, how do we vote for you? And I'm saying, don't vote for me. Come to my show. That's how you support me. Support me by coming to my fundraiser, by being there, by meeting me, by following me on my journey. And then I also say, follow me on Instagram for nudes at Claudine Comedy. So yes, come to my comedy show and support me. I am going to be giving away a set of double tickets to Chai FM listeners all you have to do is follow me at Claudine Comedy. You've got to DM me with what the name of the show is, and I will be drawing two people from there.
So just a reminder of the show, the date, and the time.
Yes. Okay. So it is Claudine and Friends. It is the 24th of September, 7 p.m., which is actually the night before Rosh Hashanah at Capital on Park in Sandton. Tickets are R200, available from Quicket. Follow me on Instagram for more information at Claudine Comedy.
And two lucky Chai FM listeners can win tickets to that event by DMing you on your Insta account.
Yes, DM me and say I want those tickets.
Claudine, we're wishing you all the best. Thank you for raising money. Thank you for telling us about the relevance. And thank you for being you and being comfortable enough to be able to do this. And all of us now have this picture of an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So thank you so much for that. That was Claudine Alban.
Well, I'm very happy that that's in your mind. And yes, please, everybody, follow me on Instagram and on Facebook for more information and to follow my journey. And as I say, for nudes. You are amazing. Hi. Love you, Chad. Thank you.
Claudine Alman, comedian and Mrs. South Africa finalist.